1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The legal battle over federal funding for SNAP programs across the country continued this weekend. According to a press release on Sunday, Governor Tony Evers announced Wisconsin had joined another multi-state coalition in filing a letter with the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, urging the court to enforce its directive for the federal government to fund programs like FoodShare. The original directive came on Wednesday, at which time Wisconsin immediately distributed November FoodShare benefits. The Trump administration also filed a notice of appeal on the decision, leading the U.S. Treasury to deny authorization for the payment of those benefits in Wisconsin. Governor Evers now says the state may be at risk of having insufficient SNAP funds to reimburse local food stores and retailers for FoodShare members. In a subsequent press release, Governor Evers said he had received correspondence from the Trump administration directing states to immediately undo any steps taken to issue full SNAP benefits for November. Governor Evers responded, saying Wisconsin legally distributed those benefits under the active court order. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has applied for $1 billion in federal funding through the Rural Health Transformation Program. Western Wisconsin in particular has struggled to maintain its rural health care services, especially following the closure of two hospitals and dozens of clinics in the Chippewa Valley last year. The recipients of the funding will be decided by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services by the end of the year. If Wisconsin's application is approved, the Department of Health Services plans to use that $1 billion investment to focus on rural healthcare capacity, sustainability, and innovation through three initiatives. Nearly $340 million of the funding would go towards strengthening the rural healthcare workforce, and nearly $330 million would go towards rural technology and innovation initiatives. An additional nearly $280 million would be used to establish new rural healthcare partnerships to improve sustainability in the industry. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon with wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.